Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Green Mountain Dental Group. We've had several DNVR listeners switch over to Green Mountain Dental Group over the years and make them their permanent family dentist. Those listeners have personally reached out and let us know how great their experience was and have thanked us for leading them to such a wonderful practice. There's honestly nothing more rewarding than hearing that from our listeners, so please tell us about your experience if you made the switch. If you don't know, Green Mountain Dental Group is in Lakewood, and they're the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro area, as well as extreme Colorado sports fans just like us. So head on over to Green Mountain Dental Group today and schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam to get yourself a free Sonicare toothbrush.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. Use code DNVR to get a bunch of awesome stuff when you sign up for a brand new account. Rudo, AJ, Blaze, all coming at you. We're going to be having a little bit of fun on today's show. Chat, we know you're popping off on the premiere right now. We can't be in the chat live with you, but we love you. Thank you so much for watching. Today, we're going to be snake drafting the best logos in hockey. All of hockey, not just the NHL. You can go to any league in the world. It has to be a current team, though. It cannot be a defunct team. That's the only real rule that we set about these logos, is that they have to be an active team as far as they exist. I guess active isn't even really true. They just have to exist right now. So
we also did not get into the distinction between defunct and relocated.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules that we're going to be playing very fast and loose with, I suspect, in this draft. So
wait a second, if a team's moved, that's a defunct logo. They're not using it anymore, right?
I'm just saying because, like, you could make the argument, oh, well, you could use the Nordiques logo because the franchise is still going. You know, it's still, you could use the Thrashers logo, you could use the Whalers logos, because those are all still franchises that are operational. They're not really defunct franchises.
That's not how I read into that comment when we were talking about this and discussing it. So,
see,
none of those are mine. Yep. Oh, well.
That's why I'm saying we didn't, when somebody, like, drives by and looks at the final board and is like, what the hell? There's no Whalers logo. Look, that's why.
Yeah. 100% you're going to get that comment.
Yeah. How could you this not put the Whalers?
Doesn't count if it's not number one.
Yeah.
That was
valid.
I think that was our first pick in the only other snake draft we've ever done on this show. That was me and Evan. All right. Here we go. Blaze, looks like you're first.
Oh, is there like a drum roll or anything here?
The last time I did that, bad things happened.
Yeah, the last time he did that, we got a GIF where it looked like he was stroking one out. So we're not doing that again.
Well, as you can see already on screen, I am going with the Pittsburgh Penguins. One of the reasons I love this logo is because they went back basically to the original and just cleaned up some of the lines. One of the things that's super fun about this is it's a 60s era like cartoon, right? It's a penguin on skates holding a hockey stick with a triangle behind it. And you can tell like at this stage of...
With a triangle behind it? Was that important?
No. I think it's just to like center everything that's going on. No,
because don't they play in the Golden Triangle?
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
See, you know more of the lore of it than I do. I love the style just because there's just some imperfections in it that are fun, right?
Can we like zoom in a little bit more? Producer person, can we like zoom in a little bit?
Well, this is the current logo, though.
Yeah.
It's cleaned up from the vintage one.
So you don't... Do you like the one where the penguin is wearing a scarf?
The, like, 90s, like, buttoned up, like, super dynamic...
Yeah.
Ones? No, I hate that one.
Okay. Just checking.
How about you? Do you like that one?
I do. I really like that one, but I already know I have terrible taste, so that's fine.
No, I think it's just like a stylistic approach to it, right? AJ, do you like what Penguins logo do you like?
None of them.
Can we all agree that the Robo Gwyn sucks at least?
Sure.
Yep. Blaze likes it. Can already tell from the look on his face. Oh man. All right. So that was really... I was really hoping for a super off the wall first pick, Blaze. You let me down a little bit on that one. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, that's got to be the number one logo.
No,
that's
shot.
Still in use.
No shot.
No.
All right, no shot. Go. All right. I guess I'm next. This is the best logo in all of hockey, to me, without a doubt in the world, and it's from North America. It's from Canada. It's from juniors. It's the Calgary Hitmen.
Oh, yes.
It's far and away the greatest logo in all of sports. It's just so, so good. You get major, like, serial killer movie vibes. And...
Well, he's wearing the Michael Myers mask.
Yeah.
Is that who they have in the stands for like little kids? Like, hey, come take a picture with the Hitman. And he's just like, ah! Kids are screaming everywhere.
And not only that, but their alternate logo is just the mask, which is super good too.
Yeah, that's an awesome logo.
But
I agree with you, Rudo. This is a sweet logo.
And it's very like outside the realm of normal like sports mascots as well. Yeah. So
yeah.
Look how tiny the hockey stick is in his hand.
It does look quite
small. It's because he's gigantic.
He looks like a giant holding a child's toy.
Maybe he is a giant. You don't know.
Mike Myers.
I don't know. But I would say, and I don't know anything about design, but I would just say that's a really tiny hockey stick. Just proportionally, it looks ridiculous.
There's a Manscaped read in there somewhere.
Also, not for nothing here, but a triangle.
Yeah,
we are 2 for 2 on the triangles. It's true.
I mean, it's cartooning, right? So, like, the hockey stick can be small. It just accentuates how badass that guy is.
Yeah, look at the Penguin. That the Penguin's hockey stick is as big as he is. Like,
I mean, if a real person held a hockey stick like that, you would just call him a bender, right? Like the Penguin is. Stick down by the the blade.
It's a little not great. Yeah.
What are you calling the guy that beat up a small child and took his hockey stick?
A hitman, obviously.
Yes,
the children's hitman.
Fair enough.
It is a junior league, after all. So
it would be awesome to ask him, like, so what's the history behind the hitman? Like, let's dive into this.
Yeah, I would love to know how they came to that name, actually. Oh, all right, AJ.
I know you got
at least one spicy take in here.
Okay. Mine, I'm going with the Shreveport Mudbugs of the NAHL.
Yes.
A favorite of mine. It's a little tough to see here, but also holding a hockey stick, no triangle, and it's got purple in the logo, which is always a selling point for me.
Yeah.
Purple is what put it over the edge for you?
It's not, but it's a selling point. It's a thing that I like. I love it because there's just no other, like, what the hell is a mud bug? There's no other, I don't know of any other mud bug teams that exist.
I mean, that's,
I think, like, it's a unique logo. They didn't take anything. It's just a creature with a hockey stick, which is something I'm quite fond of, as we will see. Okay. And I just think that, you know, between it's unique. And not only is it unique, but I think he looks like a badass little mud bug.
All right. So apparently a mud bug is a crawfish, for the record.
Okay.
Because I had no idea what a mud bug was either. I was going to say, is that a lobster?
I didn't know they were called that, but that's great. People suck the heads off those things and call it gourmet. So
they sure do.
What's crazy about it is, like, they're a new franchise, too. So this was, like, created in 2016. Like, it has a feel of an older kind of logo, but I think that's also just, like, as you go down in the leagues and stuff.
Yeah, that's what you get with a $17 budget, right?
You know a guy that knows a guy that can draw, and you're like,
okay, yeah, my buddy's girlfriend's friend is getting into...
For the record, the Mudbugs go way back. I think they actually started in the 90s. But they went through a couple of iterations. The current one started, that's in the NAHL, started in 2016. But I think they were originally founded in the 90s.
Oh.
As much time as I've spent on their damn Wikipedia page in the last 2 days.
I think you would know.
I could have looked that up.
Yeah, look
at that. Okay.
97 to 01, they were a team in the Western Professional Hockey League.
Nice. Okay, I guess since we're doing this snake, I get another pick.
Fire again, yeah.
From the SPHL, I'm going with the Macon Mayhem.
You son of a...
Yes!
Is that the one? Yes.
That was literally my next pick. Like, it's not like it was down my list. That was my next pick.
These are the two I felt the most strongly about, so...
Can we enlarge that? There is a lot going on there. It looks like a beer label right here.
Enhance.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's a Viking with a hockey stick that looks like it's just straight made of wood. It just looks like he has two different colors of beard. Because it's like he's got the red beard and then the blue is like what he's wearing. But it kind of just looks like he just switched beard colors. I love the MM on the Viking helmet, the him like hitting the puck.
Where are his arms?
Yeah, his left arm. So the orientation of the picture is clearly from the top. So he's looking up like this.
So he's high sticking the shit out of that puck. All right, I got it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but scoring for Asgard right there.
But that's what you do when you're part of the Mayhem. You don't follow any rules.
Yeah, this was now that I'm like really trying to inspect it because it's not my pick anymore. The puck is really weird looking.
It is. The puck is really weird looking.
It's bugging me a little bit, but
it looks like a 3D air hockey puck.
It look like it would like float on air or something like that. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. It's goofy. It's definitely goofy looking, but that's kind of what I love about the entire logo is that all of it is just, it's just a lot.
All right.
Also, it's a lumberjack with a, it's a lumberjack Viking with a hockey stick made of like, like it looks like he carved that thing in his backyard. Yeah,
definitely.
There's like no flex on that thing.
It's a flex of 250.
You have to skate with it like pretty much. Yeah. Right. To have the blade.
Like that penguin.
All right, can we show all four logos we've taken so far? Gentlemen, how much alcohol do you think was consumed in the creation of these four logos?
Well, going from right to left, a lot to a little.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. I mean, like Pittsburgh Penguins, 1960s, you're talking Mad Men era.
Somebody all right, I said alcohol, not cocaine.
Yo, cocaine came later.
In any case,
drug generations, Rudo. Jeez.
If it was before me, I'm out. In any case, if you're out there designing logos, go grab yourself a Breck beer because, you know, a little alcohol can get the creative juices flowing for you, for sure. So you can also get their Good Company hard seltzer as well. It's super delicious. Go drink it. I can't explain it to you. The way I try to explain it is their green apple flavor. It tastes like I'm drinking a Jolly Rancher, and it's alcoholic. Like, it's a win-win. You can't go wrong. So go give that a try. Of course, you can always get the Breck Brew beers down at the DNBR bar as well. And then head on over to Green Mountain Dental Group because, let's face it, if you're drinking a Jolly Rancher, that's probably not very good for your teeth. I love Breck Brew, and I will continue to drink it no matter what because it's delicious. But you also got to take care of your teeth. So Green Mountain Dental Group will give you a free Sonicare toothbrush when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with them. So they got you covered. You can drink your brews. You can get your teeth cleaned. You'll be good to go. We've had a bunch of people switch over to them, and they all say it's a great dental experience. They really do take care of you extremely well. So they got you covered. Green Mountain Dental Group, and you know, maybe you'll save a little bit of cash with them, and then you can get a membership to DNVR. Why not throw down a $60 with the football training camps still starting, still going on? I believe if you use code CAMP2021 when you sign up for an annual DNVR membership, you will get a $60 gift code. A DNVR annual membership costs less than $60, just so we're clear. So you're basically just, we're giving you money to buy shirts from us, and you just get an annual membership as well. So just support us. Get yourself some cool shirts. Blaze down here, one of the people helping make those shirts. So support him, support us. Let's get back to the logos. I think I'm next. I am next. All right. So AJ sniped my pick. But that's okay because I love this logo so much. I'm glad that I get to still make this pick. I probably should have had it as my second round pick initially, but I'm going from the ECHL, the Orlando Solar Bears.
Yes.
This polar bear with the sun behind him, it's just an absolutely excellent logo. You can't go wrong. He's got the sunglasses on.
Incredible logo.
They completely leaned into the Florida vibes as well, which, like, for a hockey team, you don't really expect them to do that. And they said, nope, we know we're a sunshine city, but we also still play hockey here. So
it's such an awesome logo.
Yeah. It's so good. I interestingly, it's not the only polar bear logo that I'm targeting. So I guess I have a type of logo. But yeah, I This logo I was in love with from the first second I ever saw it, and it's just so good. So
my cousin played for them in 2016.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, Willie Korn.
Get him, give me a jersey. I need one.
I mean, he's got some jerseys. He's got a bunch of swag. Like, obviously, like, everything that they have, and it's got that guy all over it. It's awesome. There's some alt stuff that they have, too. That's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a couple of, slightly different ones as well. They're all super good. So their colors are amazing, too. Like,
yeah.
AJ's favorite purple. Got that in there a little bit. Some of the lighter blue too. I don't know. I could gush over this jersey and logo forever, and it's just,
it's great.
Yeah, as someone who generally is like, yep, it's another jersey. I don't know. There's,
I love go the ahead. Shades. The shades are amazing. I mean, oh, there's so many good things about this. And again, another hockey stick. It's almost like you have to denote that you're playing hockey by having something with a hockey stick in its hand.
I wonder, like, what percentage of hockey logos don't have a hockey stick in it. It seems like it's pretty low.
Abs don't, right? Nope.
Abs do not. They have a puck, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Blaze, are you going to break the streak?
Oh, man. You would say that I would actually maybe purchase this hat if they had it for sale. So I'm going with a team from the AHL. The Milwaukee Admirals. Ooh. So this is their alternate logo. And
you're wearing it right now.
You can see it right here. Right? They're the affiliate for the Preds.
Sorry, the echo. I was going to say, but that's why I did a solo shot on him, because he has the hat on.
It adds up. Look at that.
Look at that. Yeah.
So to be clear, this is a refrigerator.
That is, yes.
Okay.
So if you're not from the Midwest, right, the Admiral is actually a brand of refrigerator from back in the day. So that's why they have a refrigerator playing hockey out there. So,
I see. I'm not from the Midwest, nor am I from that era of existence. Yeah. So you got me on both.
Look how ridiculous it is. Like, it's a refrigerator. It's even got, like, the little plug, like, his tail's kind of coming off at the back there. It's ridiculous. I love it.
I feel like, I don't know. So, first of all, the face that this refrigerator is making looks like he has to shit.
Yeah. That's because he's got all kinds of shit in him.
Yeah, he's concentrating.
And secondly, he himself does look just enough to where I think, like, the refrigerator door could be the handle to, like, flush a toilet. Like, he looks a little bit like a toilet himself. So I'm struggling with his pick a little bit.
Oh, I love it. Obviously, I love it enough to purchase it as well. So
how many times have you said, is your refrigerator skating? Well, you better go catch it then with this logo. I guess I just don't understand. Is it really that widespread in the Midwest? Everybody just knows Admiral refrigerators?
Yeah. Well, not anymore. It's defunct. I don't think they make them anymore. I guess I shouldn't say I haven't lived there for a while. Let's see.
All right.
Look, we can find out real fast.
So this is an old person logo. I see. I'm understanding where Blaze is coming from now.
Well, you're starting to see the theme, right? Like, I like vintage stuff.
Yeah, true. That's true. You're two for two on the vintage stuff. Oh, I can't.
He likes stuff that's his age.
They're still making stuff. It's more industrial, though. Like, stuff that you would see, like, at a King Soopers.
All right. So, like, super refrigerators. Got it.
Yeah. Not these old. Like, you've seen an old school fridge like that. Come on. What you're not.
Fridge looks like. I just didn't know the brand Admiral. Yeah. All right, Blaze, you're still up.
Oh, I'm up again. What did I pick for my third one? I believe, yes, the Hershey Bears.
All right. A little bit of an Avs connection there, yeah.
Yeah, just it's so classic, though, like the way that they actually redid this. And, like, the whole lineup that they have for everything is sweet. Like, I love it. If you zoom in, like, the bear is, like, pretty simple, right? It's like a two-tone bear with some, like, white teeth.
Maybe it looks better when they zoom in, but from this distance, that looks a little bit like a rabid gopher. More than a bear. Exactly, like,
right. Can we get a close-up of that so it's not I'm insane?
Allie, zoom in. All right, it looks a little better, I guess, when you can.
You guys sent me these really rough logos. Like, they're very pixelated. I'm sorry.
Not mine. Not mine, Allie. Not mine.
That is yours, though.
That is, yeah.
It's literally your logo.
What are you talking about, bro? We didn't just draft that pissed off gopher. You did.
It's a bear. Go look it up. It's awesome. There we go. Look at that thing. It's huge.
The face looks like a bear. I'm still struggling with the body, though. This is not a very bear-like body.
Oh, I tell you what, it looks a lot like my high school logo, and they were the Cougars.
Ooh, yeah, it does look like a super chunky cat, kind of. You're right.
I don't care what you guys think. I love it.
They didn't, like, I get that, like, yes, they used the color brown, but nothing about this gives me, like, the feeling is of chocolate.
Yeah.
And you're in Hershey. It's got to be something chocolatey.
Does it, though?
Also,
like a Hershey's Kiss on there as their logo?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I want. Also, like, this is just a personal thing, obviously, but I've never been a huge fan of logos that are just, like, in a circle.
Oh, love it.
Triangles or triangles? Yeah, yeah.
Triangles all the way. Triangles all the
way. I would like to say I think it took us 7 logos to get one where it wasn't something holding a hockey stick.
It is standing next to a stick, though. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like standing on top of it, but all the other the first 6, a hockey stick was being held.
tomorrow's snake draft is going to be shapes. So. Yeah. Tune in.
First pick, triangle. Triangle wins.
Easy dub. Easy dub. That's how you know our content has really hit its peak. The shape draft. Okay. I suspect this might be the pick that is going to lose me the draft, but you gotta like what you gotta like. So,
don't you dare pick the Red Wings.
I'm not. It's not that bad. But we're gonna zoom in on this logo, and I'm gonna have a hard time defending it. I went with Tractor Chelyabinsk.
Oh my god!
Everything that you just said, like, gets negated after you pick this logo. Everything's been negated.
Also, like,
what is that?
I love this logo so much. This is such a good logo.
It's so bad.
I mean, give the organization credit for a little community outreach, because it's pretty obvious that this logo was designed by the contest winner of a 4th grade art class.
Exactly. This feels like a logo that maybe I can draw something close to it. Like, but it's still an awesome polar bear, and it's got the classic mouth in, or stick in mouth breaking thing that I had to get at least one of.
What's with the eyes?
I don't. Is the like crescent moon? I don't know. Like, I really can't defend the eyes.
Like, what's up? Like, the rest of that was super basic, and then it was like very glamorous eyes.
I like how it just ends too. Like, there's no like way to like encapsulate it. There's like, obviously you don't like circles. You just like things that end. So. Cool.
Yeah. It's, you just get to where you're done, and then you're done. You know.
I also like that the font choice that they used for it, like, does not match up with the style of the logo at all. Like, they couldn't be like more opposite than what they are right now.
Y'all can hate. I think that logo's awesome. Would absolutely get a jersey with that logo on it if I had the money.
Do they have a merch store? I want to know.
I'm sure they do.
Also, if you go and look at the KHL logos, it's a lot of bears.
There are a lot of bears. But some of them are like metal bears.
Yeah. It's a lot of variations where you're like, we get it, Russia. We get it. You guys are all tough.
All right.
Anyway, I am also leaving North America, and I am going all the way over to the EIHL.
Ooh, England.
Pulling from England, where I am going with the Glasgow Clan.
I like the name.
It's also,
it's in a circle.
Purple.
It's a lot of purple.
It's a lot of purple, but he's holding a hockey stick, so he fits in with my whole thing here. I just think there's, again, what I like about the Mudbugs is that this is like very cultural. It's very to its specific region, and it's awesome. It's a Scottish dude in a kilt with a hockey stick.
And there's like a Celtic pattern behind him.
And let's be honest here, the hockey stick is normal sized for his body. And it looks like an actual hockey stick. So that's a huge upgrade from some of the other nonsense that we've drafted.
All right.
But that's still a child's hockey stick.
Why is he holding a hockey stick when he has a sword strapped to his back?
Yeah, the what's on his back thing. It has definitely gone through my mind a number of times where I'm like, is this a samurai thing? Is this like, are those some bagpipes? Like, what's up here?
They should have just made it another hockey stick, right?
It could be another hockey stick, man. I don't know. I guess you have to go to the games to figure it out.
This legitimately feels like a made-up logo to me. Like, this is like you're watching an episode of Rick and Morty and there's a hockey game going on in the background and this is the team's logo. That's what this feels like to me. AJ could have just made this up and told us it's from the English League and we just believe him.
It's true.
I mean, it's well done though. Like, props to the person that did this. There's a lot of detail for being such a small logo.
I think it looks awesome. I think it's very cool. Since I've got the next pick here as well.
This logo is the exact opposite of the logo that I picked in just about every way, I think.
I am going with my first non-person holding stick logo.
Oh, here we go.
And I'm actually taking a logo that doesn't have a hockey stick in it at all. And I'm going to the OHL, and I'm drafting the Guelph Storm.
Ooh, okay.
Yes. There are a couple of different like storm names with variations of this type of logo, but a couple of them had sticks or like lightning bolts, and I was like, I don't like all that. I like this one because it's like the storm, it's like the tornado, and then the eyes are like peeking out the top of it, and they're not like in the middle of it. They're, for all we know, that creature is not connected to the tornado at all. And I just think it looks super cool. I love the eyes. I love the color scheme on it. I love the font going through them. I just think it looks super, super cool.
Yeah,
Very clean.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing, too, is like they could have just went with like the tornado-style clouds right at the top of it, and it would have been great, but like making it into a character that they can then bring to life is like,
you know,
obviously like a real event going to a hockey game scene. The mascot, like, that's awesome.
For the record, I do like this logo a lot, but is this not a little bit of like fourth grader could draw this too, where like you just spin a bunch of circles on your paper like you did back in the day to make a tornado?
If a fourth grader draws that, it's a pretty talented fourth grader.
I mean, the eyes are cool and the lettering is cool. I'll give you, but the actual tornado is not very complicated. Like,
would you say this is a triangle logo?
Ooh, it's a little triangular. It's got some triangle in his song.
Yeah.
It almost feels to me like the top of the tornado is like a giant mustache below those eyes. Is what the vibe? Like he's a very old thing.
Yeah.
I could get behind that too. In which case, he has lots of wisdom and makes him even cooler.
and it's a handlebar mustache to top that. Like,
yeah, it's got the curls on the end.
Yeah.
It also looks badass on their jerseys, which isn't something that I've been counting on all of these, but it did end up being there was a team that I really loved their logo, but they didn't put it anywhere on their jersey, and I was like, no credit for you.
All right.
I love this one.
If you haven't enjoyed any of these logos, maybe you need to go to Solace Meds and then take another look at them, because they got your hookup for all the cannabis needs. Bunch of different products on sale in the store, ranging from 15 to 25% off. And if you check out online and use code DNBR20, you get 20% off your entire purchase. So use the code, get in there, check it out. Get in, get out, do your pickup order online. Makes it super easy for you. SolaceMeds.com, S-O-L-A-C-E, meds.com to do it. Or if you want to just window shop, head on in, check them out. There's four different locations in Colorado, including one up in Fort Collins and one right down by the DNBR bar. So Solace has you all the way covered. If you're looking for something that's a little more of a pick-me-up, you can get Strava Craft Coffee as well. CBD-infused coffee. It's great for any aches and pains, migraines. I might need some after my golf game. Joints are a little sore because I hacked it up, but that's okay. Sometimes that happens. Strava has me covered on that. All good. And then for dinner, I'm going to have some Hassle Cattle Company beef, baby. Head on over to HassleCattleCompany.com. You can use code DNVR10 to get 10% off your entire purchase. The meat is ridiculously good. Like, you cannot miss with this company. All of their cuts are delicious. Just get one, sear it, cook it to your liking, which for me is still bleeding. 30 seconds on each side, and I'm good to go, basically.
Same.
Oh, yeah. I knew I liked you for a reason, Blaze. Hassle Cattle Company, good stuff. If you want to do a group order, a big order, $200 for free shipping. And you can try their Wagyu burger down at the bar, too. All right. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, getting into the deep parts of our snake draft of the best logos in all of hockey. Should be a fun one. I believe I'm up in the fourth round right now. I think this is a good pick. I knew everyone was going to hate my third round pick, but I think I redeemed myself a little bit with my fourth rounder. I went with Jokerit on this one. It's a pretty unique logo. I haven't seen anyone else try and pull off the jester before. I don't know what you clicked, Allie, but my logo didn't show. Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is this out of the Finnish league?
They used to be finished.
Kind of.
For the KHL, yeah.
Okay.
They are in Finland, though. So
I would just like to say I came this close to also picking Jokerit.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. It's a super good logo. Even on closer inspection, you can see the Joker's got a little wink going on there with that little wry smile. Unlike the one above it, the line work is very clean and good. So it's been... Ed Blaze disagrees with that. All right, that's fine.
His head is shaped like a radish.
Yeah, I guess. He's a joker, so you can kind of get away with anything on that front. Honestly, most of why I really like this logo is just how unique it is. It's none of the typical things we've talked about. No hockey stick, not a circle or a triangle or any shape. And it's a very unusual mascot as well, so.
Yeah.
Why is if we weren't exposed to Nikola Jokic and have our own like Joker thing going on a lot, I think this would be a lot cooler.
Yeah. No, I like the way that it's going. I just feel like it's almost unfinished. Like the line work just doesn't match up, like the interior of it versus like the exterior or line work that they have there. It just feels like it's missing some of the detail. But like the concept's awesome.
All right, I'll take that. Could have been a lot worse for me there. Now we need to someone shop Nikola Jokic's head in over the jester's face, and then we have the combo Joker.
I like that name too, the combo Joker.
All right, Blaze, fourth rounder here.
coming back to North America, back into the AHL, you know, this is what my jam.
Boring picks over here.
Oh, no. Now, this is a new, well, it's a relocated team. They're playing for the first time this year in Canada. It's the, what is it, Abbotsford Canucks. Is that how you say it, AJ?
I haven't actually seen this logo before.
Yes.
You don't know?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen this. So, yeah. It came good. Out. And it's awesome. Like, I love the colors. I mean, obviously.
Person holding the stick.
Yep. A lumberjack. So, I like that he's skating, too. I have a theme going on, except for my bear or whatever you guys think it is. Marmot.
I don't know why I went to this, but this is 100% like, if an entire hockey team dressed like this guy and skated like that, this would be like Hockey the Musical number. Would be like, this would be what they are striving to achieve.
Yeah, it's like, for some reason, every long-running television show needs to do one musical episode.
Yeah.
For some insane reason. Yeah. This would be it. This would be the one.
Exactly.
It's really the aesthetic of, like, you can kind of see that I have a theme, right? It's like this vintage that's like been cleaned up. Like, I just love like the concept of it and like the line work of it and everything. It's just, I don't know.
I think it's a cool logo.
What is his tape job there, by the way? He did like one roll with the tape on the blade and called it good.
The tape jobs on all the sticks that are being held in these logos it's all over the place.
All right.
I'm going to say that's not realistic.
Yeah, I don't. There's definitely some weird things going on with that stick for sure.
All right. Oh, it's me again.
Yeah.
All right. This time I'm going to the ECHL. I'm going to South Carolina to introduce the Swamp Rabbits.
Yeah.
This is an amazing logo, by the way. Like, just start to take a look at this thing. It's a rabbit. He's got a helmet on. Is that a hockey stick? Yes, he is holding a hockey stick, but it is also a carrot.
Yeah, it's dual purpose.
It's amazing. And then also, just to kind of like play off that a little bit, on the rabbits, the R is another hockey stick with a tape job at the bottom, just to kind of tie the top and the bottom together.
So, but now the hockey sticks are multiplying like rabbits?
Yeah.
It's too bad the I wasn't a carrot.
That might be a little too much.
So I have one very specific problem with this logo, because I thought about taking it too.
You're wrong that you didn't.
The end of the carrot, which they decided to cover gray for me, at a glance, every time I see this logo, it looks like the rabbit is fart powered. Like,
yeah. Instead of the, like,
he definitely looks like he's like pushing something into the carrot / hockey stick. Where you're like, are you inflating something? Like.
Now I see it. But yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? Where you run into, like, when you're actually producing these things and you have different colors that you have to use, you have to shorten it up. And I thought they did an amazing job with the color palette that they have there. But yes, I guess if the tail of the carrot is not green, then it does look like a fart coming out of it. But maybe that was on purpose as well.
Also, I don't know why, but he looks like he's rollerblading to me.
Okay. 100% I would buy this shirt and rock
it. It's the helmet, right? I think the helmet is very rollerblady.
Yeah.
Very like dad in the park.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of motion in it too. Love it.
Like, don't want to get a concussion. Safety first. You know?
Well, that needs to be said nowadays. You don't want to get a concussion.
That's true.
It's bad. It's bad.
So it's important to have the conversation.
Yep.
All right, Rudo, let's finish this thing off. Let the people vote and get out of here.
Yeah, we gotta do it quick. I'm not going to beat around the bush on this one. I got one of my picks sniped, so I went straight up with an unabashed play to the fan base. This should not be in your top logos, but I went with Team Canada.
Remove him.
I knew the
invalidate the whole list. This is a waste of everybody's time.
For the record, if
okay,
I
okay, well, I guess I'm changing my last pick because I'm picking a fucking bald eagle now.
I would have gone with the Winnipeg Ice if I didn't want to try to play the crowd here.
Which is the same as Kootenay Ice?
Yes.
Like, it's the same exact logo. I also considered the ice.
The Yeti is super sick.
It is. It is very
Rudo,
cool.
Rudo, like, obvious you're just trying to throw this thing.
Like, dude, that's what's going to win it for me. No one on Twitter is going to look. They're going to see Team Canada logo, and they're just going to vote. Like...
That's how it's going to go?
Yep.
All right,
AJ, finish it.
So this is, I am going to the FHL.
Oh, boy.
And I'm picking a team that has not played a game yet because this is set to be their first ever season. And I'm going with the Binghamton Black Bears. Now,
what's
whenever
this
logo...
You're off with a bear.
Whatever the logo pops up, it's awesome. I think there are so many cool little touches to it. Like, the bear is the middle of the B. It's the Binghamton Black Bears. It's got multiple Bs there. There are three Bs inside of that one logo. So it's all of the, it's the little subtle touches for me. I think it's super cool. I think it looks good. It looks clean. I'm kind of curious where the bear is coming from, but that's okay. I don't need to know everything. I think it looks cool, and I love that it's got three Bs inside of it for Binghamton Black Bears. And that the bear is part of the lettering. I just think it's cool.
Three Bs is neat. The bear does look a little bit like he's doing the hokey pokey with that foot out there. Like, I don't know.
What?
He put his right foot in on that one.
He's sniffing.
Yeah, his face is fine. It's his leg that's kind of weirding me out here.
This reminds me of a bank logo or an investment company.
It does. Good call.
That's a credit union. Yeah.
Amazing call. It is absolutely a bank.
And then they're like, let's just put North Dakota color scheme in there. Call it good.
All right.
Well, awesome, guys. I'm glad to be the winner. Thank you. Thank you.
Look, I didn't have any feelings about who the people vote for, but now, as long as it's just not Rudo, I'm good.
I can live with that.
Between the outright fucking pandering to our Canadians and then going with a fourth grade contest winner for another one, didn't even take the homework assignment seriously. There's always that one kid in the goddamn class. We had three people in the class, and somehow we still got that
Look,
guy.
I got Hitmen and the Solar Bears, and my work was done. All right.
Yeah, I took your mayhem, and you just said, "All right, I'm good."
Yeah.
Ruda didn't do the assignment. He was out golfing, and then he was like, "True. Oh, I gotta throw stuff together."
Not wrong.
Unbelievable.
So Ruda, there you go.
You're becoming the Adam Maras of the snake draft for the
That's
Atlas
okay.
Show.
I won the I won the rugby draft I did the other week, so I got one win on the board.
You know, 100%. You're gonna win now. So, congratulations.
Oh yeah, I know I'm gonna win for all the wrong reasons, but I'm gonna win. Anyway, we got to get out of here, chat. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Hope you enjoyed this one. We got a couple more of these coming for you this week since it is the middle of August. So be sure to like and subscribe to the channel. That helps us out a ton. You know, we got you covered for all your hockey content when news breaks or, you know, when we actually get back to something relative to actual hockey happening. But we'll cover you all off season as well. Thank you again, and we will talk to you all tomorrow.